Students are constantly under pressure to succeed in all that they do. They are under pressure to succeed academically, socially, mentally, and financially, and oftentimes this leads to poor sleep or no sleep for 2 days or more. Our reporter Demi Lola reports on insomnia, especially among students, and how they can manage it.
Statistics have shown that about 50% of the British population struggle to sleep, and 32% of that population are students who are struggling. According to the NHS, common causes of insomnia include stress, anxiety, or poor sleeping environment, lifestyle changes such as jet lag, and having caffeine before bed. Mental health conditions such as depression, and certain medications such as contraceptives and antidepressants. Students at a peak time of assessment and tests also do not sleep, but consume a high level of caffeine to stay awake. Mildred Dribier, a master's degree student of occupational health and safety, shares a story with us.
I sleep for about 3 to 4 hours a day.
Like 3 a.m. I wake up for like 6 or 7. It started from some traumatic event when I was about 15 years ago. And since then, my sleep pattern has just been altered and I've not been able to get on point. I've tried using some medications, some sleeping pills, but they don't work that effectively. And school stress doesn't help, you know, because when you have to do the work, you have to do it. So you don't have the time to say, okay, I'm tired or I don't feel too well. So school stress is part of it, some home stress, but then just the general, I've been like this for a while, chronic insomnia.
The effects of insomnia include feeling tired, irritable, and the inability to concentrate the next day. Continual inability to sleep can eventually lead to depression. Mildred also tells us the effects insomnia has on her.
Well, it's hard to cope because I wake up irritable, with headaches, and just generally unwell, very lethargic. I get better as the day goes on, but in the mornings and midday is quite terrible, actually.
Ms. Jean, an acupuncture specialist, also tells us the common treatments of insomnia.
Go to the chemist, go to the doctor to ask for some pills, yes. Sleeping pills, or do the relaxation exercise.
Okay.
To try to relax. Or it depends what caused it. If it's from pain, they probably have to take some painkiller. If from stress, you go to the doctors, get antidepressant. That's what I'm saying. Or people seek complementary therapy or alternative medicine to help them. So. Okay.
There is a popular saying that one should make hay while the sun shines. All students should know that procrastination is a thing of time and should not leave for tomorrow what they can do today. Most importantly, we should never stop learning.